It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, good morning. So glad to be back. Back in the saddle.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, DJs used to say that when they would come on the air, you know, like a nighttime disc jockey or something would say, hey, back in the saddle. What else would they say? Locked and loaded, ready for another big blah, 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 blah. Locked and loaded, back in the saddle.
Classic phrases.
Mm-hmm. And then I started saying black in the saddle.
Black in the saddle. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, even though I'm white, I would mm-hmm. say black in the saddle. That was a line in Tone Loc's Funky Cole Medina. Black in the saddle.
Oh, that's funny because I always thought he said back in the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, maybe in Lily White Concord, North Carolina, that's what he said. They had a different edit for it.
Well,
yeah.
I don't.
Concord, not Lily.
Yeah, I was like, well, it was 50-50 in my high school.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
You know, when I was living in the city, there were black cowboys. Mm-hmm. And they would just walk, they would ride their horses down like Tryon Street, which is like a major, you know, the major road in uptown Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And you just walk out like on Saturday morning, there'd be like five black cowboys, like just walking down the street, you know, riding down the street.
Is it legal? I don't ever see it. So that's why I'm like, are there stipulations to that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they do carriage tours and stuff like horse-drawn carriage rides. I don't know how they operate, but. Yeah, I guess if a bike can be on the street, why can't a horse?
I don't know.
And you know that Xavier Leggett that plays for the Panthers, he's a cowboy. He's a horse guy.
Is he?
Uh-huh. He's country.
Hmm. Yes, he is.
Country.
Love that.
Yeah, he's really cool. And then, you know, in L.A., they started this this cowboy or you know, type of thing to help get kids out of gangs.
Oh,
mm-hmm. You had some guys that were all into horses and everything. And then they got the kids into taking care of horses, raising horses, learning how to ride and, you know, do all of the stuff that you do on a horse.
I love that.
Which would be ride and rope and
gallop
things.
Other horse things.
Other
things. Have you ever ridden a horse, TJ?
Oh yeah.
You have.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Oh no.
Does it hurt?
No, it's just that I'm not good if the horse starts galloping or running. I bounce up and down and my dad used to yell at me. He's like, you're not doing it right. You gotta, you know, whatever he would say, do. Cause my dad's one of those that can do anything. And I mean, he's got double majors, double minors, philosophy, English, psychology, and sociology. Those are his majors, minors, and all of that. He's also a welder and anything. Hey. So he, at one time in his life, would break horses. Back when you just have a wild horse and then you jump on it and it bucks you around until it stops and then you've broken it. And that's ready to ride. So yeah, he would get mad at me because I'm bouncing up and down.
But it's like, how do you stop that? I mean,
there's a way. It's, you know, they teach you how to do it.
Dang, that's dangerous too.
Like, it's hot out here, Daddy. I got a Firebird right over there with air conditioning in it and a nice loud stereo.
Yeah.
I want to be out here on the damn horse.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, Lindsay, does anybody owe y'all any money right now? Like, not just like where they came to you and said, hey, you know, can I borrow $50 to get me, you know, to the next paycheck or whatever. But if you were somewhere and you paid for something and they said, I'll pay you back, you know, I left my wallet in the car or something like that. Mm-hmm. Do y'all have that?
Yes.
Somebody owes you some money now?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Is it the kind of money that you would go ask to have it back? Like, hey, you got that $20 I covered you that day at lunch. You going to, you know.
No. I'm never seeing that money again.
It could be thousands and I would never ask for it because that's just.
That's the way I am too.
Yeah.
Well, this is in Maryland. I saw this story that a woman showed up at a man's house and they're older, 60s, I guess, showed up at his house. They know each other. And she said, you owe me $7. He said, I don't owe you $7. I'm not giving you money. So, you know, the whole dispute was over $7.
Hmm.
So she said, okay. She left. And a little while later, she came back with a bottle of gasoline, poured it on his front door, and set the house on fire.
What?
I said, give me my $7.
What? I said what I said.
Yeah. So then she took off on a bicycle trying to get away.
Oh, that's a good move.
And he saw her do it, and so he was able to get outside and put the fire out, and it just burned his front door, didn't spread it to the rest of the house.
Okay.
But $7, she need that $7.
Heck yeah.
And he still said, I don't owe her. I don't even know what she's talking about. I don't owe her $7.
She crazy.
Mm-hmm.
$7, it's such a weird amount too. It's like, I need $7.
Mm-hmm. You remember I gave you that $7? No. I remember it like it was yesterday. You said, give me $7. I gave you $7.
Yep. That could be anything. That could be a pack of cigarettes and like a Red Bull or something. I'm not sure.
I mean, how much dope will $7 buy you? Like if it's crack or something.
I don't know. What is $7 crack? I don't know.
I don't. Yeah. I don't think any of us would know that.
How much is a bag of crack?
I wouldn't know.
Maybe a quarter.
Mm. I don't know. We can call our friend Alexis and ask her. She loves it when I inquire about her knowing anything about crack.
Yeah, she loves that.
Why are you asking me?
I'm sure $7 of crack is enough to get you high. I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, to get you to the next where you can get $7 later in the day.
Exactly.
Right.
But I mean, talking about burning bridges, no pun intended, but like if that guy was nice enough to give you $7 one time, why are you going to upset him enough?
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She gave him $7.
She gave him the $7. Right.
That's right.
He said.
He says.
But now when you think about it, though, it does seem like the proper level of retaliation.
Yeah.
$7, burn somebody's house down.
Right.
A little arson.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't manage to catch her on the bicycle. And the story actually said she sped away on a bicycle. Did she?
How fast are we talking?
Yeah,
come on.
Speed away.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There is a trend with younger parents, and Lindsay, you're a young parent.
I don't know how to answer that. Not really.
I mean, you're a parent of young children.
Yes. Okay.
You're a young parent.
Okay.
Now, young parent usually means like you're not very old and you have kids.
Yes.
Like a teen mom is a young parent.
Yes. It threw me off when you said, yeah, I was like flattered, but then I was like, well, that's not really accurate.
Well,
but thank you.
the only reason I brought up that phrase is because they say young parents are looking at doing birthday parties for their kids a little bit differently. And they're doing it different by having the children's birthday parties at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
I would like that.
A lot of people are saying they would love that, and they give a lot of great reasons. Like, they're already up early because their kids are young, and that means you're getting up early. Mm-hmm. And they also say it avoids the hottest time of the day, which is in the afternoon. So what they're typically doing is 8 a.m. to noon with, like, breakfast, and then do cake closer to lunch.
Well, and that's a long birthday party. I mean, that's long. Yes. Normally it's like 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't like that part of it. 8 to 10 works.
8 to 10 works, yeah.
And 8 to 10 would be better.
Leave there, go to breakfast, you know, then go on about your fun day.
Get it over with. Yeah, because most the birthday parties, most of the ones we go to now are like 1 o'clock. Like, we have one on Saturday, it's like 1 to 3. So it's kind of midday, and you kind of, it breaks the day up, so you can't really.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That actually makes a lot of sense because, yeah, somebody pointed out that, yeah, it ruins your whole Saturday being in the middle of the day. Then they've already run around in the heat during the summer, and then they're cranky and stuff like that, especially if they didn't get a nap. It's like a whole problem to do it in the middle of the day. But a lot of people pointed out, this is how we've always done birthday parties. They're always afternoon affairs on Saturday. Why does it have to change? I'm not a morning person. Who wants to get up on Saturday at 7 a.m.? So you just can't win, I think, is the lesson here.
And you know, most women aren't morning people.
Really?
Yeah. Like, women are far less morning people than men are.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Now, I'm a morning person, but yeah.
Right. Not, that's what I was going to say. Not in every case, but I think overall, you know, women versus men, that there are more men who are not opposed to being up early and doing things where women have a harder time with it.
What would you attribute that to?
They're spoiled. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's just because, you know, men, I guess they just pop awake and let's do something. I'm going to start doing something. I'm gonna get going here. I don't want to just lay around all day kind of thing. But even my wife, as energetic and go get them as she is, when she gets up in the morning, it takes her longer to get adjusted to things than it does for me. You know?
Yeah. That's why I call my husband a chick every day. He's the girl in the situation.
Yeah.
It takes him forever to like get go. He's like, I just woke up. Give me a minute. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I just woke up. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. The person married to the morning show radio personality can't get away with that.
No.
I just woke up. Give me a minute.
Give me a minute. Like, you're already talking about your day's play. Give me a minute. No, get your up.
Put on some clothes.
Yeah. Let's go.
You're in your pajamas all day.
DJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, I was talking about a little while ago that my wife is not a morning person. Now, she does get up early. She doesn't sleep late by any means. But when she gets up, what I mean by not being a morning person is that she has to slowly move into the day. You know what I mean? Like, she's got to have her one cup of coffee. And read her daily devotion.
Oh, I love that.
You know, mm-hmm. She's got to do all of those routine things. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to eat right away. Whereas as soon as I hit the floor, I'm like, I got to get in there and eat.
Same.
You know, it's called a break fast because you've been fasting. It's time to break it. So, you know, she'll come in and eat scrambled eggs at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, what are you doing?
That is weird.
That is wild.
And when she scrambles eggs, she, you know, has the spatula. She's left-handed. So she has the spatula in her left hand. And then her hand, the palm of her hand turned, and on her back hip with her leg stuck out.
Yeah.
And I'll do it right-handed because it's easier for me, and she'll stand over like that, just pressing, doing the whole thing. And that's the way she does when she's brushing her teeth too, except she'll walk around with that hand on her hip in the back like that. And then she's walking around the house, brushing her teeth. She can't stand in one spot. She's going everywhere.
She leaves the bathroom while doing it?
Sometimes. Yeah,
I do too.
Do you really?
Yep.
And she'll come out and try to talk to me about something. If I'm in the living room on Saturday or something, and I'll go, I can't understand a word you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toothpaste in your mouth.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
Michael said,
it's like, go spit.
Yeah.
Time is of the essence, guys. You got to multitask.
This is all very surprising to me. I just picture her popping out of bed. She's had her 9 hours, her solid nine. And she pops out ready to take on the day. So I'm, yeah.
Well, she is, and she's energetic, but she just has to go through those things and get her mind adjusted to what she's got to do for the day and get those. She has those set things, and she looks at each one of them like something she has to check off the list. Mm-hmm. Hey, I made the bed. I got my coffee. I am dressed, and I did my devotion, and I returned these emails, and just say, so everything has to go because she's so, so type A.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to go in an order or she gets thrown off.
And what happens if she misses one of those things? Does it wreck her day, or is she able to bounce back from that pretty easily?
I could not tell you because I'd never known of her to miss one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Not surprising. I don't know why I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
That is totally like her. That sounds just like her.
I mean, we are so much alike.
Very similar.
You really are.
Yeah.
So alike.
Yeah. I have a meeting today with a client that I called. Like I my idea was to have the meeting, and I'm going to have to run out of here to make it on time because I forgot what time we get through with the show every day. And I made the appointment.
Yeah.
We're going to be at both places at the same time.
Love that.
That's me.
Yeah.
TJ and Regan's coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to all. You know, those days when you were a kid and you did something in the morning, like it happened when you first got to school, and then you knew when you got home, your mom was going to yell at you about it, or your dad was going to yell at you.
Yes.
I got one of those going right now. You know, I have all these alarms set to make sure that I get up on time. I have them all set on my phone. And then the very last resort is a really loud digital alarm clock across the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was in there eating breakfast this morning, and I had my noise-canceling earbuds in, listening to news and stuff like that on my phone. And I could still hear that thing going off because I forgot to turn it. First thing I do usually when I hit the floor is go turn that thing off to make sure I got it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. And it was 4:50 a.m. And Jody is already making her way out to where I am in the kitchen because she doesn't know how to turn it off because it's mine. She never fools with it or anything.
Oh, no.
I do that about once every 6 months. I forget to turn it off. Oh, and God. Now I know that as soon as As soon as I see her later in the day, she's going to be like, will you please?
Yeah. Now, was she already yelling or was she just like turned this off? She was kind of out of it.
She was kind of out of it. But okay. Then I could hear when she got back in the bed, when I was in there turning it off, there were a lot of.
I do a lot of those.
I'm just hoping she was able to go back to sleep because I feel awful if that happened, because, you know, and I talked about this last time it happened, which was about 6 months ago. Yeah. And I always feel bad about it, you know, because I don't want anybody missing sleep on account of me.
I have no doubt in my mind she went back to sleep very easily.
Well, she used to be able to do that, but she hasn't, you know. Oh. She's not, and it's not a go, what do you call it, a given anymore now. Oh. That she's old.
Oh, it's a toss up.
Yeah, she got those aches and pains and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Mm. Frozen shoulder.
Yeah, that's the main one. The frozen shoulder. Whatever happened to lockjaw? You know, grandparents used to always talk about that. I've asked that question before, but nobody's ever given me an answer. Why we don't have lockjaw anymore?
I always say I have it because I have TMJ, but I don't. I don't really know what it is.
I think lockjaw back in our grandparents' days was when you got an infection.
Oh,
somehow, because my grandmother, my Nana would always say, if I cut myself, ooh, baby, we got to get some Mercurochrome on that. We don't want lockjaw to set in.
Oh my God. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get it from tetanus too, right? Like
maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. That's frightening.
Now, is that where you, is it exactly what it says it is, where you can't open your mouth?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Wait.
I might want it. You know what I mean? Let's see. But I say I have it. I'm like, oh, my lockjaw's acting up because it's a joke, but I should probably not say that.
Oh, well, I don't think it's a thing anymore. You never hear about it.
You don't.
Lockjaw symptoms, a bacterial infection from tetanus, muscle spasms in the jaw, stiff jaw, muscle spasms, difficulty swallowing.
Yeah, fever. Sounds like the perfect diet.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So this weekend, you know, we talked about it before it happened, but it was a historical day in Major League Baseball because the first woman umpire in the major leagues debuted this weekend. And I think it was yesterday she was actually the umpire behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Now, I said when we first got this news that there were two things I didn't like about it. One is if they're promoting it so much as the it's about time we had a woman umpire. And yes, it's a woman. I have a problem that that's going to make it seem like she only got the job because she was a woman. And maybe she is the best that was ready to, you know, to move up in leagues because she was a minor league umpire. But that'll never be known because of how big of a deal they made out of her being a woman. And the second thing was more of just a personal thing where I said, I don't want to be watching a game with a woman umpire because I don't like hearing women scream. And umpires, especially behind the plate, have to yell pretty much on every play, every pitch. But I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but going around the internets was her first pitch that she took behind the plate, and she called it a strike, and it was out of the strike zone.
Oh.
So everybody's jumping all over that. You know, she missed her very first pitch. She called it wrong. And then throughout the day, just like any other umpire, they showed balls and strikes that she missed the call. Were, you know, if she'd call them a strike if they should have been a ball and vice versa. But I was paying very close attention to see if my question was all along, are the men players and coaches going to get up in her face and yell and argue and all of that And I didn't see any of that. I saw him make a face like, ugh, and then walk off after she had missed a call, like calling somebody out on strike three that wasn't really a strike. Nobody said anything to her that I saw. And I'm wondering if they won, just don't want to do it because she's a woman and, you know, they're men, or if they've been given the mandate or the rules from Major League Baseball to say, you better not yell at her. You better not make a big deal out of her missing calls. You better not. This is something that we're doing to get good publicity and all that. You never know with these kinds of things.
So
if you want it to be equal, you got to be able to act the same way, no matter what their sex is.
So if the main, so you're saying she was the main ump for
the one behind the plate. Yeah.
So if they ever miss a call and everyone knows it, they can't intervene, or you're just saying they didn't intervene and say,
what happens is a lot of times if there's an umpire that misses, and has been consistently missing, balls and strikes, you know, calling them wrong, then batters will argue with them. Some of them throw their helmets. Some of them get up in their faces and scream. And then the coach comes out and then he steps in front of the player so he can take the heat and the player doesn't have to. And then the coach 9 times out of 10 ends up getting thrown out. And then they just scream louder and they argue back and forth and all that. It's in each other's faces. And it's part of the game.
Yeah.
But I don't see them ever doing that with a woman umpire.
Yeah.
And that may be one of the reasons why Major League Baseball is going to be putting more of them in there.
So it's changed the game, basically.
Yeah, it will, yeah. If they're going to change that where they won't argue with her.
Well, less arguing, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be fun to see how they do that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So these are just a few things that are now trending. A video has gone viral of a man trying to provoke a bison. Have you guys seen this video in Yellowstone National Park? It actually happened at the end of July. But this guy goes down in front of a bison, which is huge, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he's like trying to provoke it like a matador would, you know, encouraging it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work with a bison? I mean,
it did. So the bison starts jumping towards him and the tail is kind of going. I don't know if that means they're happy or excited or very angry, but the tail starts going and the guy is just playing it cool as a cucumber. He's got his phone out. He's trying to record the whole interaction, probably for social media purposes. But again, the officials, you know, jumping in to say, this is not right. We don't approve of this behavior. This is a way to get yourself killed in one of our beautiful national parks. Leave the bison alone.
What an idiot.
Lindsay, what's the bison's name?
I don't know.
Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Why?
Mike Bison.
Oh, that's funny.
She likes it. It's Mike Bison.
Mike Bison, I get it.
But I guess the lesson here, don't provoke the bison. I don't know why you would want to do that in the first place. But today is National Sons and Daughters Day. So we would just call that National Kids Day, but National Sons and Daughters Day. Being both parents, is it easier to raise boys or girls, TJ and Lindsay?
What do you think?
Well, my when they were really small, it was easier with the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But I with my kids, I think they're the same. I mean, neither one of them has been really hard to raise, but they have the same type of issues. Mm-hmm. one thing that I'm glad about having a boy that I was worried about is having to worry about him getting, you know, getting in fights and that sort of thing.
Sure.
But that's never happened with my son. Because he's part of the COVID generation and you got to go outside and see other people to fight. And,
right.
You know, that didn't,
yeah,
that didn't happen, but
no. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's definitely easier with girls initially.
Okay.
I think they have their own set of worries, you know, the parents when they get to be teens.
Sure.
And
I get that.
Older.
Yeah. I get that. Well, Lindsay's daughter is way into K-pop Demon Hunters. It's this massive movie on Netflix that is now coming to theaters. It's such a hit that they are now releasing it into theaters for just a couple of days.
How did you know that? Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you told us.
Oh, it's a new thing. She wants to watch it all day.
Yeah, so even little kids, and I'm not even sure of the storyline. It's a K-pop band that's being hunted by demon hunters or something like
it's
that.
It's not good for little kids. I don't know. I'm bad parenting right now.
Well, what channel does it come on?
It's Netflix.
Oh.
And it's the songs are awesome. I love them. I've already downloaded the put it in my Apple Music, the whole album.
Yeah, it's this massive hit on Netflix. They're saying it's one of the most watched movies ever on Netflix. So we know how they love to tout those things. But I have to thank one member of the radio family who reached out with a really interesting message. But there is a dark twist to it, and I will share the story coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ, tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I got to share a special shout out. I got a great message on Friday afternoon. Somebody said, hey, I just want to tell you, I listened to the Week in Review today. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was hysterical and funny, and I've enjoyed it for so long. But she wasn't listening to me do the Week in Review. My name is Riggins. I've done the Week in Review. I don't know, TJ, how long on the show? 10, 15 years, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't hearing me do it. She was hearing somebody else on another radio show do the Week in Review.
Huh.
Somebody from a pretty prominent radio show.
Wait,
in our area or in another part of the country or something?
In another part of the country.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty, yeah, again, it's a pretty prominent show. And this is not the first time this has happened. I was aware of another radio show across the country doing the Week in Review.
Mm-hmm.
But the kicker of it was, she said, now, did you get, you know, it's the same intro and everything. This is my song. It's called the Week in Review. She said, well, did you get that from him? And that's where it kind of irritated me. Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
So, believe it or not, I'm flattered that anybody would want to recreate the Week in Review. So I'm not upset even the slightest. I think it's pretty flattering, actually. But I do wish that somebody would like DM me and go, hey, I think this is really cool. I want to do it on my own show or our own show. And I just wanted to give you the heads up. And I'd be like, heck yeah, I can't wait to hear it. All that kind of stuff. So
you're not mad?
No.
I am furious.
Okay, but here, wait, Lindsay, you know, we've been many, many, many years where we share ideas with other radio shows across the country if we like them. Or when we go to, you know, we used to go to these seminars and Ace and I would be on the panel of experts and all of that. And we would talk about things that we did that, you know, may help some other shows and stuff like that. But I don't think this is one of them. This is just taking it as it is. This is stealing, and this may fall under that copyright TJ, whatever it is, company now.
That's right.
That we do. I mean, if it's the same exact song with the tune and the melody and everything
that you made up, I mean, that you created originally for our show.
Yeah. Riggins did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, to be honest. I did not go and find it for myself to listen to it. However, I have heard a show across the country do the exact same thing with like the same melody and same lyrics, like TJ said. But if I were going to do that, I would just DM the person about, hey, by the way, I think this is so great. I'm going to incorporate it on our show, and I would be flattered by it. But yeah, they never reach.
I'm shocked that you're not mad the slightest.
It's fine. I'm kind of flattered by it. But
is this a show that we know that we're friends with or no, Riggins?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay.
But still, I'm going to message them.
What are you going to say?
I've got some words. Yeah. I don't know if I can say it. No, but seriously, you've got to be like, hey, stop doing it. This is my material. This is our show.
Yeah, Riggins.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go that route, but.
That sounds exactly like something Riggins would do.
Yeah.
Mr. I love controversy. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, lady and gentlemen, and Riggins and Lindsay, if you want it, I have an update on the saga of the guy at my other job allegedly trying to sabotage me.
Yes, please.
Okay, so my days run together when you do a morning show and a night show, and then, I don't even know what days are what, but today's Monday, I know. So what was the last thing that we talked about Friday? Was it the fact that I was going to, I just found out that he supposedly had been running and taking what I say as a joke and playing it and trying to get people to think I was serious in order to cause trouble? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that night, I went on the radio on my show and I said, one thing you should know about me, if you haven't listened to me in the years past when I was on other radio stations in Charlotte, if something's going on in my personal life, I'm going to tell you about it most of the time. And this is what's happening. I told the whole story that I joke around. I make, sarcastic things, over the top, silly jokes. And I was saying that I was going to, I was going to move the morning show out and take their position and all of this is ridiculous stuff. And then this guy took that to the morning show from what I was told and played it for them and tried to get them all, listen to what he's saying and da, 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 da. And then when I found out about it, I went on the first thing, I told the whole thing what was going on. And I said, but just for the record. And then I kept just over the top saying, I'm not trying to take anybody else's show, especially a morning show. I have a morning show. If I were going to do that, I've been in this business long enough to know that if I'm trying to move somebody out, I'm not going to talk about it on the air.
Right.
And I explained how deeply I look into the situation from a psychological standpoint of bonding with an audience and how you can subconsciously promote something as being good while you're being sarcastic about it being bad. So that whole spiel gave me an opportunity to talk about how highly rated the morning show is and how solid they are. And then right after I was going on and on about, but they ought to be nervous because I'm in the building and blah, blah, blah. I put a caller on the air that said, TJ, I love your show, but I don't think you're going to be able to hang with Bo and Beth now. Da, 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 da. No, whatever. So then this guy goes, so evidently in the news talk format, they're not used to doing that type of radio because that was the talk of the building.
Oh, I bet it was.
The fact that I even discussed it and tried to explain it or anything. Plus, for the rest of the show that night, I kept going on and on about, hey, and you know what else? I'm going to go next door to that radio station and take Miss Olympia D's midday spot. And then all through the show, I was just poking and poking and saying, I just ran into Miss Brenda, the sweet lady from the cleaning crew out there. I hate it because she's so nice, but I'm taking her job too. I go down the hall and take all the TV people's jobs. I mean, just over the top stuff.
Yeah.
And I heard that he didn't think that was funny for sure. And then took pieces of that and tried to, cause, more people to be, see what he's doing. So I still haven't talked to the guy yet. So I'm probably still going to have to talk to him at some point. But wait, hold on. There's one more thing I got to tell you about.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. Reset quickly. I do a job at night on a news talk station in Charlotte. It's more of a politically based show, but I still am me. It's my personality. So I found out, or somebody told me, that this guy on the station was going around and trying to pretend, act like my sarcasm, where I'm being so sarcastic and cheesy about the other shows on the station that it's real and I'm just trying to cause trouble and all this stuff. So I went on the air and I talked about it. So this is what this guy is saying, or what I understand that he's saying or doing, and blah, blah, blah. So then I went that whole night over the top saying I was going to take everybody's job. Anybody that came, I was going to do the whole station by myself. I was going to run it, do all the shows, everything. So then I found out they didn't like that. And then in my explanation, though, I said that as long as it's not somebody who is a boss of mine, and somebody who I actually like and I care what they think about me, I don't ever want anybody like that. Morning show has been really nice to me, and I never want them to think that I was doing anything that was hateful toward them. And it was all just, fun and all of that. And I even told them, I won't do it if you don't want me to anymore. I make jokes like that about everybody. And it's more, I want us to seem like a big fun family, and I won't do it anymore if you don't want, and so forth and so on. But then I said, as far as anybody else, if anybody else wants to, I really, honestly don't care what anybody else thinks about how I do radio or the techniques I use or the way that I connect with an audience. I don't care. Mm-hmm. It's not going to affect me one way or the other just because you think that I'm joking around too much. If you're not my boss or anybody else that I really care about, it just doesn't matter to me. That's why I'm laughing through this.
Yeah.
Because you can run around. And I also said that every radio station has the exact same cast of characters. And y'all know that. And I've been around long enough to know. Mm-hmm. When this character steps up, what they're all about. And then this one and they're all about. So I went, and maybe that's what upset, maybe that upset him a little more when I said, I don't care what he thinks, because I really don't. I'm 55 years old. I've been doing this a long time. Right. And he's in a position where it shouldn't matter to me what he thinks. And it doesn't. I forgot more about radio from the time I woke up and had breakfast this morning than that guy's ever going to know.
Right.
So I really don't care.
Yeah. And I mean, somebody that acts like that, they're not even in our realm. And I say ours, but mm-hmm. your realm, even in the headspace.
Tattling.
Yeah.
Tattling about something wasn't even something to tattle about. I wasn't even doing anything wrong. But
yeah, give it time. You'll do something way ruder or offensive than this. I mean, this is child's play.
This is nothing.
But evidently, that's the news talk. Decorum, I guess, is that I did something different from what they normally do by going on the air and talking about the interpersonal conflict or whatever.
Well, and you can't even be friends with someone with no sense of humor. So, I mean,
that somebody going around trying to, you know, behind your back, trying to get you, you know, in a bad light with people. I mean, right. He could have come to me and said, "Hey, those jokes you were saying, that were you serious about that?"
Yeah.
He could have easily done that, but he didn't.
12?
Right. Okay. So there you go. That's the update. I'm sure there'll be another one tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
This story, I've been waiting to get TJ's reaction to it because I know he's a big fan of Halle Berry. And Halle Berry's ex-husband, David Justice, was in the news. Did you see this article?
No, but let me set the record. Okay. I think Halle Berry is pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Halle Berry. I think she's crazy and trashy now. She's gotten trashy. But no, I didn't see the article.
So David Justice is this, you know, baseball player. He's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he was married to Halle Berry first. A lot of people don't know that, but she was married to David Justice. And he sat down to do this weird interview where he talks about their relationship. And in it, he says, okay, if we have kids, is this the woman I want to have kids with and build a family with? At that time, as a young guy, she don't cook, she don't clean, doesn't really seem like motherly. And then we start having issues. And people are just coming down on this guy like you would not believe, like the hurricane force winds. I mean, they are ripping this guy to shreds.
Well, and that's because Halle Berry is one of those that gets a pass for whatever behavior that she has shown through the years. And then he also, I think there were allegations of abuse. Hmm. Against Halle Berry at the hands of him, really? If I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Halle Berry's already, she's an angel up here with the Hollywood crowd and people. And it's because she's so beautiful. There's, you know, that's what that is. Because she does act in a way that other people that acted that way in Hollywood would probably be called out for it. Mm. You know, but she's not, because she's, you know, she's reached that level of, you know, we have to protect her.
Yeah.
Okay. And it may have something to do with the abuse allegations or whatever against him.
Well, and depending on what age they were together, I mean, I'm just thinking about my ex-boyfriends. They would say the same thing. If I was in my early 20s, well, she's not motherly. Well, yeah, because I'm not a mom. Like, I don't.
Right. Good point. You're not a mom yet. How are you going to know if you're motherly or not? She's also at that time one of the biggest, you know, she's becoming one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah.
She's probably not going to be cooking and cleaning regardless.
You can tell whether a woman is nurturing and all of that before she has kids.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I went through phases. You know what I mean?
Phases. I went through phases. Yeah. So that story is one of the top trending topics today. And then good news, they announced last week that Air Bud is coming back. They're doing another Air Bud movie. Mm-hmm. And a huge hit in what was late 90s, early 2000s. Well, this next Air Bud called Air Bud Returns needs a new dog, and they're hiring. They're casting the next Air Bud, and it could be your dog. So all you have to do is fill out this online application, and your dog might be the next Air Bud. Isn't that fantastic?
Does it have to be a golden retriever?
I think it does, although they said it didn't have to be a purebred golden retriever. So,
of course, they have to say that.
I think they're probably covering their butts a little bit with that. But Air Bud is the classic golden retriever. I don't know how you can have anything but that.
We're going to end up with an Air Bud that is a golden retriever pit bull mix. And they're gonna call him a terrier mix.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. I think that's probably very 2025 of them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to whoever that's going to be. There is an issue that's taken off on the internet. Everybody's freaking out over it. And I am one of those people freaking out over it. I'll tell you about it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ladies, you roped me in. You got me. You got me hook, line, and sinker. I'm going to give you a few names that I've been obsessed with over the weekend. Izzy Darnell, Becca Bittman, Emma Lipkin, Chesney Stanley. These are all girls that are rushing at Alabama. It is Bama rush talk. That is what everybody's talking about on TikTok. It is rush week at the University of Alabama. And outfits of the day. We're talking choreographed dances. Drama like you wouldn't believe. All these young women vying to be in one of their favorite sororities at the University of Alabama. And it's not just Alabama. It's a lot of SEC schools. College of Charleston also having a big week with the rush talk. But man, I have never been so invested in the lives of young college women as I am right now.
How do they all know how to dance those choreographed dances?
I ask myself the same thing. They put the better ones up front, obviously. Yeah,
but they're still, all doing it.
They're all doing it.
And they're incredible.
It must take them hours. But the only thing I think about when I see this is I rushed at the wrong time of my life because I would have crushed this. I would have crushed it. We didn't have any of this.
It's amazing. I mean, the videos that they're putting out are really like cinema. I mean, they're so well choreographed, and there's hundreds of girls that are rushing, and each of them seem to be more beautiful than the next, more talented, more ready to take on social media. It is unreal.
But it does get sad when they're giving you an update of which ones they're going to visit and all. Tonight, I'm going to this one and that one. And then when it comes to the end, because my wife and my daughter, 1 year was really into this, and there was a super, super sweet girl that didn't get picked by any of the sororities, and that was kind of sad. But she was so happy for the other girls that she was, rooming with or whatever. And you don't see that very often. They're usually bitter about things like that.
That's the part I hate about it. I don't like the whole concept, but I like the show that it's putting on.
Yeah.
The dance and stuff. But I'm with you, TJ. I hate that part.
Well,
soul crushing.
That's the part I'm looking forward to the most because I hope they get whatever they want. Good. But that's part of the drama is finding out at the end. It's like Survivor.
But
who's getting voted off?
When you have a daughter, though, even though mine's only five, I can't imagine her going through something like this and being upset. And I mean, it would crush me,
Were you accepted from the sorority that you wanted to be in?
Yeah, but it wasn't as cutthroat as it is now. I mean, I'll just be honest. There's not one person I knew that didn't get into one.
Yeah. And there's also this whole storyline playing out in front of the entire internet.
Correct.
Everybody's picking their favorite, saying she's got good outfits. This one doesn't. She's got bad bracelets. I can tell her shoes are from Amazon. Cutthroat.
And my thing is, it's not like you're not making a team. Like, did I make the cheer team? No, I didn't. I wasn't as talented, as good at certain skills. This is what you're wearing, how you talk. Like, that's hurtful.
Yeah, personal rejection. Rejection of you personally. Yeah.
That's it.
It is absolutely Squid Game, Hunger Games, brutal. And I have a taste for blood. And I cannot wait to see how this takes a turn. I love it.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. there is a video that is going around the internets, and you know, you'll see these things sometimes of elderly people, and you'll say, "Oh, well, that reminds me of my grandfather. I miss him." Or, "I think it reminds me of my grandmother. I sure miss her," and so forth and so on. Well, one of the brightest spots of my life was my grandfather, my mom's dad, who I referred to as Papaw. And Papaw never heard him cuss. I never heard him say anything about a woman being hot, or, you know, if I had a girlfriend, you know, that he would never, like, "Hey, you got you a pretty one there." I mean, he never did stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So when I see videos like this, where this guy is driving his grandfather around and these conversations happen, I can't relate to it at all, but I do think it's funny. Okay. Listen, this is a guy driving his grandfather around. I guess they're doing errands or something. His grandfather looks to be in his 80s.
"Look at the booty going in the post office. She's got a booty.
You got some,
I should have went in there.
You got some smudges on your glasses."
"No, that was that booty."
Oh, it's cringy, but also really funny. At the same time.
But, you know, and that may be why I always thought, because it was just done to death, it was easy laughs to have the old person cussing and saying nasty things in movies and TV shows, you know, like they did Betty White there at the end, you know, she was always saying something sexual. Mm-hmm. I never found that so funny, because I thought it was just lazy comedy, but it may be because I could never imagine any of my grandparents, my dad's parents or my mom's parents, talking to me like that. And it was just kind of creepy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, totally.
But that he's also wearing one of those hats that a lot of people, I see women wear them a lot. Jody's got one. It has a giraffe on it, and it stands up really high on your head. And his is a mule, and it has the A word beside it. So evidently that's what he's into.
Yeah.
He's just always looking at booties.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I love a good dog movie. I loved Marley and Me. I know people said I sobbed during it. Yeah, okay, but it had like a nice ending. I like Marley and Me. There's a great movie called Hachi with Richard Gere. Highly underrated. Fantastic movie. It's a dog movie. But there's a new movie that is going viral. It hasn't even been released yet, but it's called Good Boy. And the internet was all in a tizzy over it. This is how it's described. It's a horror movie shot from the perspective of a dog who sees his owner haunted by supernatural entities. It currently has a 95% approved rating on Rotten Tomatoes and has been called one of the most heartbreaking horror films of all time.
Oh my goodness.
So a horror movie told through the perspective of a dog who sees his owner being haunted by ghosts. Heartbreak. When they say the word heartbreaking, Everybody's now going, "Oh my God, what's going to happen to the dog? This is, I'm not going to be able to watch this," and stuff like that. Now, for those people, there is a valuable source on the internet. There's a website called doesthedogdie.com.
Oh, I love that.
Where you can go on and check out all the new movies, television shows, and you can verify for yourself whether or not the dog dies in the movie. And it is now expanded beyond dogs to all other kinds of like trigger warnings. Like, is there a car crash in the movie? Is there lying and cheating? Because if you don't want to see those elements in movies, you can verify it for yourself. But I just think that's fantastic. Doesthedogdie.com.
I really do like, and I know TJ's laughing at this because it's ridiculous.
I'm not laughing at it.
Trigger warnings, I don't get, like other things, maybe because I haven't experienced it. But if I see a movie and a dog dies, I'm out. Like, yeah. I'm out. I hate it. That's why I couldn't watch Yellowstone forever. The horse died in the first episode and I was out.
I know.
And, yeah. You know, but kill all the people. I really don't care about them. But like, you know.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, it's the feminization of America is what it is. Women are supposed to feel like that. Men are supposed to be saddened by things like that. But the fact that there is a does the dog die trigger warning ahead of does a kid get mistreated or killed in the movie shows you everything you need to show about how backwards our society is. Like if you can watch a movie and just be, oh, that was horrible. If a kid gets mistreated, but you cannot go farther into a show and you hate it if an animal dies, then those priorities are screwed up. I mean, and you just need some help.
And I'll tell you, I will tell you, I'm more kid to, I'm obviously more kid and dog now, but before I had kids, I was strictly dog. So I needed help at one time.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Man. You know, when my wife gets her mind set on something, and either it's something that's purely her decision or whether it's something that we have to agree upon or whatever, it has to be done right then as soon as possible. It has to be put into motion or we're just wasting time. It's going to end up coming back on us and whatever. So since I agreed that the lights and all of that stuff are better in this studio that I'm in right now, that we should do, you know, TJ and Jody's house in here, as well as she needs to be doing whenever she's a guest on Lindsay's thing on Facebook Live, Lindsay Look. And then if she and Lindsay end up doing a podcast that takes the place of TJ and Jody's house, then there needs to be a different backdrop than the American flag waving in the background. Because, I mean, not that I have anything against it. Obviously, I love the American flag, but it doesn't fit with the themes of the other shows. So we first started talking about that, and Riggins and I were talking about it and coming up, you know, then what about this one? What about that one? So last night before, or yesterday afternoon before I went to bed, we had to decide on ordering one. We're ordering one because it can be here tomorrow. I can get the wrinkles out of it. I can start working on that and we'll have it ready, you know, as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So, Riggins, the ones that he and I had found were cheap. They were like, what, $15, some of them. And
yeah,
you know, and Riggins was saying, order several. I mean, if you order one, you don't like it, then big deal. It's, you know, send it back. Or so she found one that we both agreed on last night, looking at it on Amazon, and it was $40.
Oh,
so I'm thinking she's, you know, she better be able to get the wrinkles out of it, and it's made out of different material and stuff. So I don't know. It's a better quality than this one.
Is there a design on it, or is it just like,
it sounds like paper?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a living room.
Oh, good. No,
even though it's not our living room, I think people won't care.
Yeah.
They're not going to make fun of us for having the backdrop that looks like a living room.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what, this is going to be her afternoon figuring this out?
No, it's already ordered. She's okay. If it gets here, then yeah, I have a big meeting today with a potential client, that is all the way deep into Charlotte, which would be over an hour from here. And I got to go there and then straight to work. So, it depends on what time that thing gets here. If it gets here before I leave, every minute of my being here before I have to pull away is going to have be dedicated to that backdrop.
Well, and I'm hoping since it's more expensive, it'll just come out looking.
I do.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So back in July, there was this video shot of a meteorite coming through the air. It looked like a fireball. Well, now it's been revealed that that meteorite, a part of it, hit the roof of a family home in Georgia, causing some damage. They say this meteorite, TJ, brace yourself. They say this meteorite is 4.5 billion years old.
Wow. They don't know that.
I knew you were going to say that. They don't know that. I don't know how you figure out that it's 4.5, not 4 billion, not 5 billion. 4.5 billion years old. But yeah, like, so this family is just hanging out in Georgia and all of a sudden something hits their roof and it's a meteorite. That's kind of bizarre, right?
But how big of a piece was it?
It didn't look like it crashed through the roof. So when I think meteorite, I think it's like the size of a town or something, yeah. Like that, you know, but, it sounds like it was just a chunk of the meteorite that didn't burn up in the atmosphere.
So maybe it was, it was like Joe Dirt, and it was just doo-doo from an airplane.
I think everyone's always suspicious. Is it just, you know, is that a space peanut, or is it, you know, just a regular old peanut? But, yeah, that is pretty odd that that would happen when you're just trying to hang out. The Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 is the 2025 most stolen car of the year. It is a souped-up version of the regular Chevy Camaro. But they say the theft rate of these vehicles is like 200% more than the next most stolen vehicle. So if you drive a Chevrolet Camaro ZL1, I don't know, you're running a risk of it being stolen.
Yeah, get the club.
Get the club. Do they still do the club?
I'm pretty sure they do, yeah.
Yep, I saw it on a car the other day.
I don't know why the club went away. I mean, it was a perfect anti-theft device.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know why you don't see more of those anymore. But yeah, if you're driving one of these vehicles, get the club. See if that works out for you. You might be able to hold onto your car a little bit longer. And then over the weekend, obviously, the news was about Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband dying. She cancels her Las Vegas residency. But the news came out late in the weekend that she would still be returning to the Kelly Clarkson show this fall. It is on the slate for the network, and all sources are saying that she's ready to go. But obviously taking some time away.
So this is what she was gone for months and months. People were talking about it. This must have been it.
It sounds that way. Like, yeah. She was trying to be there for her kids while her father was gravely ill. Yeah. So
she wasn't sick. He was.
Right.
And he was saying she's got a problem. It's the Ozempic.
Yeah, right.
Saying that.
Oh, absolutely. Rumors were running rampant. So praying for Kelly Clarkson. Love her a lot. There's a new movie coming out, and it has got the internet on fire. I'll tell you about it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.